This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We'll be down at Philly Spring Training Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to bringing you coverage, a lot of interviews. Not sure the full guest list yet, but we will crank up what hopefully will be a good set of interviews for you on Friday, Thursday and Friday. Wednesday is going to be the day, barring something unforeseen occurring prior to that, the day that we really dive into the Jalen Hurts thing and people take a bite out of me. How rough will it be for me on Wednesday? I'm just curious.
I think it should be rather rough since you were hard on Jalen.
I was hard on
Awfully hard on Jalen. Yep. Too hard on Jalen, and I think a lot of people took exception to that.
I think a
Myself
lot of people
included.
A lot of people did.
But I think maybe I will be a lot more lenient than some folks
okay,
who are gonna
nice.
Call you.
James, how many times on Wednesday do I say they carried his ass until he stepped it up and played better?
Hopefully none. Hopefully none.
Yes. See what I just did there, Ray? See what I just did?
See, where you got in trouble was the criticism of Jalen was valid mm-hmm. at times,
Thank you
know, especially, you know, his own teammate kind of criticized
sure.
him, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Where you got into trouble was he wasn't going to be the quarterback in like,
yeah.
what was it, 26 or 27?
2026.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a guarantee, but it was my sense that it was more yeah. likely than not that you know that he was playing his way out of here.
But, there were issues there. I mean,
there were issues.
There were issues. You can't
but
pretend
to,
that they weren't.
Right. But to his credit, he really
oh
did
my
step
God,
up.
And totally.
And the one thing he did all year spectacular, even when he was struggling, and I do think it's fair to say he was in the passing game. He wasn't turning the ball over. And that was an incredible accomplishment. I mean, to play that many games. Look, yeah, I think it was three against Green Bay, if I remember. And the one doesn't count because the center snapped the ball at his belly and he wasn't ready. Like, that's not on Jalen. But he was turning it over very beginning of the year, interceptions. And then after, like, the second or third game, that was done. And, like, he never turned the ball over. That is an amazing achievement. But anyway.
You know, that's what he does best. And it was a new offense. And, I mean, it's not that much to ask, like, hey, just do your best to control the football, value the football, and he's great at that. No one else seems to be as good at that part of football
yeah, no,
as Jalen. And I know it feels kind of pedestrian. Like, hey, our quarterback's awesome at not turning it over.
Right.
It really is an incredible feat.
It's
amazing.
It is
an incredible
yeah.
feat when everyone is geared to taking the ball from you. You
yeah.
are the sole. You're the only person who touches the ball every single down,
right.
except for the center. And you are securing that thing like it matters beyond mattering.
To be
that
fair, to
really
be,
makes a difference.
To be fair, and I am giving him a lot of compliments for that aspect as he deserves, but they don't ask him to like pass as much as other quarterbacks. So,
you're right.
So naturally, that's going
to ask him to do other things.
I know. Well,
differently.
We'll run and make decisions post snap on whether it's going to be a run or a pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be an interesting show.
There's
on
a
Wednesday.
Lot that goes into all that. I mean, when you're talking about navigating both the run game and the pass game and the protection game. There is a lot that
yeah.
goes into the X's and O's of football that Jalen Hurts has proven
yeah.
he is incredibly adept at this season. That there were doubts whether he was adept or not. Yeah. There were sideline shots of Tampa Bay Buccaneers saying he can't see, he can't read it.
Read, I remember.
He's gotten better.
Well, I look forward to Wednesday. I'll try to refrain from game manager being said too many times, right? James, game manager. Number one defense, number one running back.
Just trying to rile people up more, remind people how annoyed they should be for Wednesday.
Number one offensive line and number one combo of receivers. But, you know, hey, Jalen. No, we'll have some fun. I'm partially joking, but not entirely. But I do look forward to Wednesday. We'll crank it up as a show. I think people will camp out on Tuesday night, John, and start calling the phone line saying, yeah, just put me on 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll be ready.
I hope. Get ready, folks. But like Joe said, maybe 550-something you might want to call because a lot of demand.
I was at an event. This was the week before the Super Bowl, and man, this woman, John, I mean, she was not happy with me.
Oh, out and about?
Out and about. She was legitimately not, and she was cool. Like, let me get wrong.
She accosted you?
No, she wasn't a jerk. I want to be fair. She wasn't a jerk or anything like that, but she thought I was so wrong about Jalen. And so it was a nice back
and
forth.
Where were you?
Just an event, and it was a nice back and forth, but my point is... there are some people that did take exception, and I'll take it on.
Did you ever
Wednesday.
Get accosted by anybody's like mother or wife?
No.
Over something you said?
No.
I did once, but it wasn't me.
Care to share?
Are you able to share? It was a former Sixers coach's wife.
A former Sixers coach's
head
wife.
Head coach.
Okay, got it.
And
so Randy Ayer's wife got it.
No. And she accosted me over something Angelo said.
Sure. Yeah.
And I got reamed out for a good 10 minutes, and
I just
had to take it because it's the coach's wife. What am I going to do?
Yeah, no.
Get into a cat fight, and I just went, yep, you're right. He's a bad guy. I agree with you.
That's great. All right, let's get to Andy in Westchester. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, all. How you doing?
Doing great, Andy.
First things first, I got to step back to Friday quickly. You're talking about Jaws. The shark does appear. That's where you're going to need a bigger boat comes from.
No, you're going to need a bigger boat is later in the movie. We were talking about the introduction, which, I mean, if you want to say the first time you see him, I guess.
Oh, that's the first time you see the shark's head.
I guess you could say that.
When that line follows.
Okay.
Yeah.
This has been eating at me, clearly, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people aren't going to count the first scene in which you don't see him but sense him. If you want to go to the first scene you do see him, then that's technically accurate.
And that's like 20 minutes from the end of the movie, isn't it?
It's about halfway through.
Okay.
Either way.
It's a reasonable distinction. Yep.
Anyway, and I know you're big on distinctions, Joe. So.
No, I appreciate that.
So, quick, the Sixers. I love the Sixers. I actually paid attention through the process, and I'm at the point where I just don't care. I don't care about the NBA. They've ruined basketball for me. And it's sad to me that it's
very sad.
It gets there, you know?
And it's a totally different issue than just the Sixers. There's the NBA issue. And unfortunately, both issues are overlapping for us as fans right now. Look, Andy, I just hope that they can get it back on track. I fear that they won't. I'm talking about the league because that $76 billion deal, I think, is going to make them feel like the issues aren't as immense as we know them to be.
And it's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, so
that
to speak.
So? That
right. I mean, it's going to take Silver being gone, and hopefully somebody comes in and cleans it up. But you know,
like I'd rather they have a lockout than a season next year that's like this. Like the players got to. But I want to be clear: it's not just on the players. I'm going to start with saying the players. The players got to know they got to play, but the teams got to know. The franchise has got to know that they've got to push the players to play. It's not just on the players. I mean, we talk a lot about the players, but the teams have thought it's in their best interest to have players play 65 games instead of 80 games. But it's gone. Here's what to me this NBA year was. You know, you hear that term, the straw that broke the camel's back. This year was it all came crashing on the camel's back. It wasn't just a straw. It was like a million straws. And everybody in America woke up to, oh, my God, it's a bad product. It's actually a bad product. That's what this year to me represents.
You're saying it's not on the players and agreed.
No, it's on both of them. Yeah,
the league created the situation from top to bottom. The players are in this position because the league let it happen.
Yeah, no, that's the teams let it happen. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, if they have a lockout, I wouldn't care anyway because I'm not paying attention. So maybe after that.
Yeah. My point is, I think you could take a lockout to solve these issues is part of my point. All right, Andy, give me an answer for what the heck was that?
Jason Seahorn's pants falling down while he was chasing Johnny Morton down.
Wow, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Kind of vaguely
remember. That's really hard to do.
Yeah, right.
Those pants are tight.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that at all.
Remember, he was married to the actress, right?
Yeah, Angie.
Angie Harmon.
Angie, that's it, yeah.
Angie Harmon. All right, let's get to Brian calling from New Jersey. Hi, Brian.
What's up, guys? Good morning. How you doing?
Great, Brian.
I was just driving. I wasn't going to call. It's 3 weeks post-Super Bowl, and a couple callers, a guy that was having a hard time bringing himself to move on from the Eagles that's heading down to Clearwater kind of spawned me to call you guys. I was there with my wife. I went to every game on this run, and I'm like, 3 weeks post-Super Bowl, I feel the same way, same exact way as this guy, and just let me go on a tangent for like 1 minute here. New Orleans was literally the best.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
In America, besides Philly, that could have hosted an Eagle Super Bowl. And me and my wife went there 5 years ago, and I fell in love with the city. And as soon as we made it to the Super Bowl, when we beat the Commanders, I was like, we're going. And obviously we went. And there was this, like, live in the air in New Orleans where we just like knew we were going to take it to them, and I didn't think we were going to smack them like we did, but this, like, it just feels so good. And about Jalen, there's no better quarterback for the city of Philadelphia than the intangible skill, Joe, that Jalen brings. That's the killer instinct. That's the I love when people doubt me because it's going to make me dig even deeper.
Yeah, that's big. He's really well wired for Philly. I agree with you on that. He's exceptionally well wired for the scrutiny that comes here. That's true.
And it's easy to doubt him because he doesn't fit the script of the Mahomes and the Josh Allen. But what he does fit the script of is something those guys don't have. It's that exactly. And I'm glad we have it, man. I think we're going to be going on runs to come for the next few years, a couple more things.
So I wouldn't say those. I'll just say this. I wouldn't say those guys don't have it. I mean, we'll see what Josh Allen's rest of his career looks like. Patrick Mahomes has an awful lot. It's why he's won three. But I understand the distinction you're making. Jalen is wired really well to handle all of this, and I admire that in him. That's not easy.
Two last things I want to say. Two of my favorite moments this weekend. I sat two rows behind Saquon Barkley's parents. We realized it because she had a Mama 26 shirt on, and I personally shook her and his dad's hand when he broke the record at halftime for the whole season.
Wow.
And then second favorite moment was Cooper DeJean pick six. I legit had a 24-ounce full beer and stood up on my seat. It was full Eagle section and just full beer shower. And I met Cooper DeJean down North Wildwood 2 weeks ago and personally told him that. And it was just so freaking awesome, man.
That's nice.
And I'm so not ready for the freaking Phillies.
All right, Brian, an outstanding call. Give me a what the heck was that?
The what the heck was that moment? I'm surprised no one said this. There's a lot of them. But the Luka trade.
That's a good answer.
I just put a $1,000 bet in for the Lakers to win the championship on Friday night to win $18,000. Right now it's a 15-1. Put it in. Luke and LeBron ain't losing.
All right, Brian, listen, good call right there on a lot of fronts. By the way, tell me if, John, you, James, and Rhea, if you guys knew this, because it so flew under the radar when it happened during the Super Bowl. The caller referenced it. Do you know in hindsight that the moment Saquon broke the record, Terrell Davis, for season combined, regular season and postseason, was the final snap of the first half? Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
So it didn't get discussed because the Eagles were headed to the locker room. It was a 2-yard gain to run out the clock at the end of the first half with a 24-0 lead. Those 2 yards are the moment Saquon passed Terrell Davis for most rushing yards in an NFL season, regular season and postseason combined. But because it was like headed to the locker room, no one talked about it. So anyway, it was a good catch by that caller. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
And not that it really matters because, like, everything was so glorious anyway, but ideally it would have been the first run of the third quarter so the announcers could have talked about it. And kind of highlighted it.
Sure.
You know,
and then
just,
you have an entire half of football to talk about it.
Yeah, it just so flew under the radar.
You're right before the halftime show for the Super Bowl?
I bet you 99% of people listening didn't know that was the play.
Yeah.
It was the
sad truth.
It was we're running the clock out to end the first half. That was when he broke the record. All right. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's Key Points from the Sixers games. And guys, we did it! We won! We're only a mere 28 games behind first place. If they add an extra 200 games to the regular season, we might have a chance! Go Sixers!
Hey, I tell you what, they win tonight. It's a winning streak.
Hey guys, I had to call him. I just heard the shocking news. And B is shutting it down for the season. I can't believe this. Go Birds!
Understood, my man.
Has anybody ever heard of another baseball team, whether it be here or anywhere else in baseball, that constantly has to change their style, change their approach at the plate? What is this, Little League? They never change their approach or whatever else they're doing in the big spot. Could it be that maybe they're just not good enough or talented enough? Good Lord.
Well, look, that's a way to look at it. I mean, they may be good enough, even if they don't change their approach, because they could outslug teams come October. But I get your point. It might hamstring them.
Now that Mr. 7 feet of silly putty is officially done for the year, are you really going to sit there, Sixers front office, and tell us that you didn't know that he had a serious knee injury, either at the Olympics, before the Olympics, going into the season, and yet you still signed him to a $63 million a year extension? Knowing all that, this franchise is doomed. The process was an abject failure. Where do we go from here? Who knows?
That contract has to be the reason Daryl Morey goes. That has to be the nail.
It might be the nail
in his coffin.
It might be the nail. And unfortunately, you can hire the best executive of all time. It's still going to take that guy 5 years. It really is going to take 5 years minimum.
Huh.
Unless they get incredible salary cap relief. Incredible. Which is not inconceivable. It's going to take a long time to dig out of this. And then you do get to the, well, should you just trade Tyrese Maxey and just try to get the, you know, try to be horrible. That's what they did with Drew Holiday. Well, we'll just trade him. All right, with that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get right to turning two. We've had some really good answers for a what the heck was that. This is going to be tough to decide what wins. We're getting right to turning two. Give me a what the heck was that moment or concept, whatever it might be. Lamar in North Philly. Lamar, give me an answer, my man.
Yeah, how about the insurrection?
The insurrection. Okay,
well, we said not the heaviest. Type stuff.
Yeah, that's a little too heavy. We did say we weren't looking for the heaviest topics in society, and that would be pretty heavy. All right, Anthony, right now, Anthony, give me an answer.
Well, I was just going with Owen Hart, but I guess that's too much, huh? When he fell off the ring.
Yeah, yeah. Guy died. That's too much. Give me a pivot.
I don't have one. You got it.
All right, you could have gone with when Hulk picked up Andre the Giant, John.
That was a what the heck
from wrestling.
That was on Saturday night's main event, if you'll recall.
I thought it was three. I thought
WrestleMania
it was WrestleMania three.
It was
two nights. He's
Saturday
right.
Saturday night's main event.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It, like,
I got you.
When they would do it Saturday night instead of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And it was live. Everyone could see it, and it was free across the nation.
It's a big deal.
Huge deal.
Huge deal. All right, Chris in Maple Shade. Chris, give me a what the heck.
I got about the Philly.
Philly. You know, that's not a bad answer.
You're right.
It's not a bad answer at all.
Timely.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, there's a lot going on here. Okay, good answer. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, what do you got?
The end of a great boxing era when everybody said, what the hell, when Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's got some of that. It's got some of that for sure. Okay, we need to come up with a winning answer. So Philly is certainly good. Trick play on 4th-and-1. The Luka trade's a good answer. All right. Now, I don't think either of them is going to win, though. Drafting Danny Watkins is a big one.
That's really good.
Strahan getting the sack record because Favre's like, all right, I'm just going to fall down and he can touch me. That's a joke. The Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing during the Super Bowl.
That's pretty big.
Will Smith and Chris Rock. Will Smith smacks Chris Rock.
That one.
Also
that
massive.
One might be the one.
That might be the one. Saquon's leap. And the guy that went into the boxing ring with the gear and parachuted in, Fan Man. I'm thinking Will Smith, Chris Rock.
It is Will Smith.
Yeah, I think so too.
So it's just ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous, still but ridiculous. It's also so serious.
Like, it was.
What were you doing, man?
Look, these are all great answers. I mean, we really did get a lot of great answers today. But all right, congratulations. That's our caller, Tom. Tom, you have won the $100 gift card. Congrats to you on that. We've got another cool prize, a different prize tomorrow. Very cool prize from the world of music. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. Of course, we're getting closer to free agency, which is next Monday. The Jalen Day is on Wednesday here on our show. We'll see if James gets Jalen Hurts on the show. James, wouldn't it be a sense of humor moment if he calls in?
It would be.
That'd be kind of cool. Thursday and Friday, we'll be at spring training. We'll bring a lot of Phillies coverage then. Stay tuned. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 94WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.